Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. This is the day that our Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy Monday, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, including a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for this morning is let patience have her perfect work in you. Let patience have her perfect work in you. And our scripture for today comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, the fall season of our UBD jury show returns next Tuesday, which is the Tuesday after Labor Day at 7 p.m. It is sponsored by my law office and is the hottest 30 minutes in talk radio. You really don't want to miss it. Every Tuesday, we focus live on a new Heart of the Press issue in social justice, politics, or religion. And I have callers who call in on air nationwide and deliberate that issue. That's why it's called You Be the Jury, because you, the callers, are the jurors. I take your calls on air. The jurors deliberate and reach a verdict, or sometimes they don't, and it's a mistrial. But we really get into the nitty-gritty of the topics, and there are so many things going on in our nation today that we got so much to discuss. So all of the information that you need, the call-in information, you can also tune in and comment live online, is on my law office website at callrossiwilliams.com. Please go there, plug the phone number into your cell phones, and, you know, set your alarms and call in or tune in online. That site is call Rossi, R-A-W-S-I, Williams.com. Number two, remember to save the date to join me as I minister at Outreach of Excitement Church for their women's conference on Friday, September 22nd at 7:30 p.m. That is the day before my birthday, so come out and celebrate the word and my birthday with me. Now, there are so many other things going on, but for time's sake, I can't go into all of them right now. But everything is posted on my ministry website at feeldefire.com. So go there to see my itinerary, everything else that's coming on, coming up, to learn more about me, everything that you need, as well as the number to call in live to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. It's at feeldefire.com, F-E-E-L, Phil, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. But remember, if you miss this broadcast live any other day this week, as well as to share it with others, I post the recording on feeldefire.com after 8 a.m. and on my Facebook page at Rossi Williams. So visit the website and follow me on Facebook. Well, bye now. You should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of James, chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. And I am reading from the KJV. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering.
For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. This can apply to women as well. Over this past weekend, I had the privilege of seeing the Mayweather-McGregor fight. And prior to the fight commencing, the network was showing clips of each contender's personal life in preparation for this great fight, for that great fight. During one of their clips, they showed Mayweather at his gym training one of his new boxers, and Mayweather made the statement, "I beat all my opponents with patience." Now, for some reason, that just caught hold of me and my spirit. It was so profound because it exemplified the beauty of victory when you know how to wait for your right time. You see, sometimes you just have to wait and wait the right way to get what you want instead of settling for less than what you should have. Just like fine wine, some things just take time. In our lesson today in the book of chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, the word encourages and instructs us on not only the fact that we have to wait, but how to wait. It tells us the reason that we must wait is because if we will wait on patience, if we will wait for the right timing, then we will be perfect and complete, wanting nothing. You see, there's an anecdote that fools rush in where angels fool to tread. In other words, a reckless person will always do things in haste, with no calculation, with no counting up the cost. Now, this doesn't mean that we're not supposed to take risk, but sometimes you have to understand that you just have to wait. If you get hired today and your job offers a 401k, if you quit that job next week, you won't have anything in the 401k because you were unwilling to wait. But if you stay at that job 5-10 years and then you leave, you're going to leave with more than what you came in with. Why? Because patience was able to have its perfect work. And then for the person who waits the 5-10 years to leave versus the person who waited the 1 year, they don't just leave with what they came in with or what they invested, but what the company invested. Because the company will usually tell you, "I'll put money in. I'll match your contributions or I'll put in a certain amount, but it's not really yours. It's not really vested unless you will stay here at least 3 years or 5 years." Sometimes you just got to wait. Things take time. I come from a military family. I served in the military, but I didn't retire. However, my sister is retired. All of my older cousins are retired. They had to wait. They had to serve at least 20 years, but they have reached or they've obtained the benefits of that now, because here they are in their 40s or 50s, and they're bringing in thousands of dollars in retirement pay for the rest of their lives while still young enough to work another job. And sometimes they get the military retirement, then go work a career in, you know, civil service and get a second retirement. So here they are at the age of 60, and they're bringing in tens of thousands, sometimes of dollars, or almost 10,000 in retirement because they waited. They let patience have its perfect work. There is no wine that's known as a fine wine that only sit up for 2 days. To attain that title of it being a fine wine, you know, it has to go through a process. Patience having its perfect work. Now, in James, it also tells us that while you're waiting, there are a few things you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be seeking God for wisdom, wisdom on the strategy, wisdom on what you should be doing. And then you're supposed to be asking in faith and standing in the faith for the promise and not doubting or wavering. See, patience is not having its perfect work in you if you are changing your confession daily. You believe today, but you doubt tomorrow. You doubt tomorrow, but you believe again the next day. Have you ever encountered people who you see their posts on Facebook, and this morning it's such a glorious post. By this afternoon, they're crying. By that night, they don't believe. The next morning, they're thanking the Lord. I mean, it's just really exasperating even reading their posts, and you're saying, my God, it would be horrific to be in this person's life because there's no stability. There's no consistency. They're in today and out tomorrow. They're hot this morning but cold this evening. No, the word just taught us a double-minded man or a double-minded woman, someone who's always on the fence. They're like a seesaw in their faith, and their emotional stability will be unstable in everything, not just in faith, but in all his or her ways, in marriage, in the job, in their health, in finances, in their communication, and how they think and how they plan. It will always be unstable. No, sometimes you just have to wait. Now, our time is about to run because the broadcast is only 15 minutes. So let me just give you a few more scriptures. In the book of Matthew, chapter 25, the Bible teaches us about the parable of the 10 virgins. There were 5 wise and 5 foolish. The wise virgins came prepared because they were waiting for the bridegroom, while the foolish virgins came unprepared, and because of that, they lost out. They weren't able to attain the promise. Sometimes you just have to wait. In Psalm 27:14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You have to wait for God to do in your life what he has promised you. In Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You have to wait until your change comes. You cannot always rush God. In James 2:17, faith without works is dead. It's not enough to have faith, but you must be in preparation. Sometimes you just have to wait. Some things just take time. 1 Corinthians 3:6-9, some plant and some water, but the increase or the dividends or the yield or the victory comes from the Lord. It takes time to water a seed. It takes time to see the seed grow. You cannot always want a microwave generation, give my blessing, and 140 characters or less type of relationship with our Lord. In Isaiah 55:11, that God's word will not return into him void, but it's going to accomplish what God has set it out to do. You cannot hurry God. You just have to wait. You have to learn to have patience and let patience have her perfect work. You have to have forbearance and self-restraint, the calmness to understand that God is performing a great work in you, composure, perseverance, persistence in endurance. You have to have what the old people called staying power. All the days of my appointed time will I wait. Until when? Until my change. My change may not come when your change comes. My victory may not come when your victory comes. You may get the husband or wife before me. The house, the job, the car, your healing, your ministry may grow. Your church may grow. You may be promoted before me. Your kids may do well before mine do. But none of that moots the fact that my change is coming. Patience is having her perfect work. Our time is running. Let's go into prayer. Wherever you are right now, I need you just to begin to thank the Lord. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because this should have encouraged some of you who were about to give up, that patience is having its perfect work, her perfect work in you and me. Dear Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We magnify your holy name. If we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to praise you now for all the things you've already done in our lives. Father, help us to have patience. Help us to wait. Help us to realize that some things just take time. No matter how much we try to hasten it, if we don't wait on you, we will cause calamity and catastrophe. We will receive an incomplete blessing because we were unwilling to wait. We were unwilling to retain our faith and to not be someone who's in today and out tomorrow. Lord, help us to be stable people with stable minds, stable attitudes, stable communications, stable faith, stable planning, stable strategies, stable ways of going about our day. This doesn't mean that we don't take risk. This doesn't mean that sometimes we don't just let that we don't understand that opportunity is knocking and we need to just jump out and take it. But it means that we are like the ant. We prepare even for the winter during the summer. We put money in our savings. We are prepared for another day. We are doing our role for what we need to do, for whatever it is that we're waiting on. We are letting patience have a perfect work. We understand it's not just your role to give us what we request or to give us the promise, but it's our role to prepare. If we want a promotion, it's our role to do what it takes, be it a new degree, new credentials, new training, working overtime, to perfect our craft. If we want our ministries to grow, our churches to grow, it's our role to make full proof of our ministries. If we want our marriages and our relationships to be better, it's our role to prioritize our spouse or our mate, to prioritize our children. We have a role to play, and all of that will allow patience to have its perfect work in us. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now for everything that they need and that I need that is done in the name of Jesus. We receive it. Let everyone listening say, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. That's right. Come on. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. He's answering your prayers right now. Praise him. Don't give up. Praise him. And let me give you our task for today. Before I do, let me do the altar call. If you're listening and you are not saved or you're backslidden, and please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. We welcome you. We welcome you. Make sure you get into a good Bible-believing church, or if you're already in one, that you let your pastor know you are now saved and get plugged in to working in the ministry of the Lord. All right, our time is run. Let me give you your task for today. Our topic for today is let patience have her perfect work in you. Your task for today is to wait on God for whatever you're believing, but make sure you're waiting the right way, in faith and in preparation. All right, I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Remember, share this broadcast with at least 3 people today. Send them to fearthefire.com, and you go back and you re-listen to re-encourage yourself. Listen with your children. Listen with your family. Make the Word of God a family thing. That's also part of patience having her perfect work in your home. So all of you get together and listen to this tonight and then talk about it, okay? All right, I love you. I'll see you in the morning, 6:30. Go to feelthefire.com.
Thank you.
listen to me. Anything and everything worth having is worth waiting for. Sometimes you just gotta wait. Go to fillthefire.com. Share this broadcast. I'll see you in the morning. Love you.